FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we've been bringing mining companies to you for quite a while, and they come in all shapes and sizes. We like the developing, the guys who go out there, find deposits, and then they generally will sell them off to majors and mid-sized companies. And really interesting company came on our screen, and we're proud to call them a sponsor. Well, I'm going to tell you about the company. It's got a unique perspective, really, on the way it does things. The name of the company is Harvest Gold, and the guy who's running it all is Rick Mark. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kerry. Great to be here.
So, a really interesting company. We've talked in the past on this show about how in the resource industry, in the mining, gold mining, the majors are running through their reserves at a rapid pace, and they're starting to get panicked, which leads to tremendous opportunity for companies such as Harvest to really go out there and to really develop properties, discover, develop them, and then sell them off. Before we get started, I should make a note that if you want more information, symbol on the TSX Venture is HVG, and on the pink sheets, it's HVGDF. So the website, well, just go in there and look them up, harvestgoldcorp.com. So Rick, again, welcome to the show. You got a really interesting perspective on the way to build a successful company, and I'm particularly attracted to it because I've had firsthand experience, and that is basically low overhead. Don't spend money on things that you don't need to spend money on. Spend the money on the right people and the right opportunities, and then the rest of it's going to take care of itself. Do I have that right?
Well, I think it's very important, Kerry. Money is the most important commodity for small companies. And in the gold and silver market, we've faced over the last 18 months or so, extremely difficult to get gold and silver, even discovery drilling money, as we've learned. And so we need to make every dollar work. And we've done that in part by operating through a joint venture on our main opportunity, our main asset, Cerro Cascarón in Mexico. We can earn up to 80% of that project through our joint venture with Evrim Resources. And then we let Evrim Resources do the work for us. And as we'll talk about, they are outstanding partners and extremely experienced and successful operators in Mexico.
Yeah. So basically, you find the opportunity, you identify it, you lock up the rights, and then you go look for a really adept partner who's going to take this in the development stage, prove out the reserves, and then whatever happens at that point happens.
Exactly. And Evrim, for your listeners, symbol EVM, they have several partners in Mexico and one in British Columbia, but mostly in Mexico. They include companies like First Majestic, Vale, Coeur, and most recently Newmont. Yes, those are their partners. We are the only junior in their list of partners, and we're thrilled to be in that company. And I'll tell you this, Kerry, they announced recently, and again, worth your listeners checking out, they just did a deal with Newmont on a 100% owned property, the only 100% owned property they have. Newmont came in pre-drilling. And that's something I think we should talk a little bit about later in this conversation, because it just tells me that the big guys need gold and they're coming down into the little guys' portfolios to find it pre-drilling. Never seen that before in my career in the business.
Yeah, that is a rarity for sure. So we're in a kind of negative precious metals environment, to say the least. $1,200 gold What impact does that have on your company and the majors out there for that matter?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. A lot of people think that the gold price drives everything we do. I've got sort of two responses to that. First of all, in discovery drilling, which is what we think we're in a position now to put ourselves, we're going to start drilling in the next month or so. We're looking for discovery. We know what that does to stock prices. It really doesn't matter what the commodity is. If you're successful and you hit a great hole with some size and some grade, it can be in any commodity in the world. We'll know about it in an instant, as I learned in my own background with companies I've run before. But the other thing that I think is interesting with that lower gold price is that companies like Newmont are not getting the normal flow of exploration activity. It's so difficult to raise the money at $1,200 that they're getting less opportunity for discovery, which is what they look for. And so in a strange way, now that we're at a point where we can begin drilling, the lower gold price is an advantage to us. There will be more eyeballs on what we're doing. And certainly if we're successful, we're going to have more suitors at the door because they all need to expand their gold portfolios and they can't do it internally any longer. As we all know, they let their exploration arms go a long time ago. So this is really an increased area of demand from the big guys is the way I see it, which makes our timing with Harvest Gold's drill program in the next month, excellent.
You know, the industry dynamics have changed so much. When the big guys used to have their exploration arm and their discovery arm, and they were more risk takers. Now they're just kind of like middlemen. I see it the same way as what's happened in the oil patch. It's like the really majors, the Exxons, the Shells, all of them, Totals, they don't really find these new discoveries anymore. They're found by smaller companies that are eventually acquired by the majors. And I guess this has become a template for what's going on in the entire resource space.
I think so. The M&A department is now who runs the show and creates value for these large companies. And you just see it happening all the time, mergers and acquisitions. And so, I think that provides an opportunity if you can get the financing. If you can get the money to get the drill going, you have an opportunity and an audience waiting for success. And that's really the best thing for the long-term shareholder. The short-term shareholder may say, look, I'm out. I see one drill hole, I'm out. And in the cases of successful discovery investing, I think that's a fair play. The other investors who have longer-term money and may want to invest after discovery, they say, wow, I know a big guy's coming for this project. And that's what makes the whole story arc and the management arc of running these little companies exciting. Getting there, getting to the point where you're drilling, of course, is the hard work. Getting the drilling going is exciting. Drilling results are just magical. And then the challenge is to build that asset and build it as quickly as you can with eyeballs on you. And there we are in Mexico with mining companies all around us in the same belt, with a joint venture partner who's partnered with mining companies. So we are just in such a sweet spot here, Kerry. I'm really excited about it.
And as well, you should be. And you've done this before. So let's talk about your team, because your team is unique, as well as your budget. You know, too many companies start out with a vision and then they spend money as if the vision had already occurred. And you, on the other hand, you know, you're running in some regards a virtual corporation, a virtual company, although, you know, it's a company just as real as any other company out there. In fact, in a lot of ways, it's better because you don't have to worry about all the administrative pains because everybody's kind of tied together through networks, not having to be in the same physical locale and doing what you do in the 9-to-5 office gig.
Exactly. I mean, fundamentally, in a public company, you need to have your regulatory functions covered. We do that through our lawyer and through a small corporate office in Vancouver. Two very experienced women have been doing this for a long time. You need to have your finances cared for. Our CFO is a youngish guy, but he's got lots of experience done very well. So shareholders need to know there's no issues on that end of the business. On the meat of the company, where we're looking at exploration and discovery, we decided that the joint venture model was very attractive because we didn't have to build an in-house geo team. So Evrim Resources, who are extremely successful, as I mentioned, their experience and success in Mexico is exciting. Their stock price has rocked in the last year. They are a project generator. They do all the heavy lifting. We sit down, bring our geologists. We did some work on the property, Kerry. We sent down one of our geologists last spring to do some excellent sampling and an extensive geochemistry project, which allowed us then with them to develop drill targets. But that means me and my consultant coming over and spending less than a day with the Evrim Geo team to pick these drill targets. I was just amazed at how efficient it was, in part because there was consensus early. We know what we have on this property. We've got two outstanding targets, a large gold vein field and a more focused silver showing. Those two targets are going to be drilled in the next month or so. And what we're hoping is drill success and just keep drilling them and building them. But I must say, there's so much opportunity on this project. It's a huge piece of property. So with success and the market acceptance, we're going to be able to move very quickly to developing assets on this project. And it's really going to be driven by our operator partner. And the last thing I'll say was, a shareholder asked me recently, well, when do you guys become the operator? And I said, well, you know, in phase two of our deal, we can become the operator, but why would we? These guys are there. They have everything in front of them. They're building a company based around Mexican assets, and it's to our great advantage to pay them a small administration fee rather than build our own geological overhead. So it really does allow us to focus our money and get it to the ground without extraneous costs.
Well, I love the fact that you're able to act nimbly, quickly. You don't have to go through all this process, procedures. You pick your drill holes and you're off to the races. That's a great thing. So going back to your background, we talked pre-call. You've been through this before. You've been there, done that, but yet you keep coming back. You can't get away from it, even though it's really, with you, it's optional.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of gone into a semi-retirement mode, but I was the director of one company and had Harvest Gold as a shell company, and kind of waited until I found the opportunity that made sense and sort of re-emerged, I suppose, with a fairly small group around me that knows what they're doing. The two companies that people may know about from 2007 and 2011 are VMS Ventures. We made an incredibly high-grade copper discovery in Manitoba. Our first financing in Toronto, Kerry, on that was at 6 cents in January of 07. It touched $1.70 in November of 2007, and we raised $20 million at $1.50 through Griffiths McBurney in Toronto that October. And it was just amazing to watch the stock trade. That stock traded 500 million shares in 07 and 08. Really? Now, we saw the crushing financial crisis of 08, 09 take it over, but ultimately we were patient and we did a deal with Hudbay Minerals, and that wonderful drill hole became an operating mine. In 2011, we took a chance on a nickel opportunity in Greenland, if you can believe it. Yeah. And it really became this magical tour as we developed an opportunity in Greenland. Again, financed at 6 cents, had a great discovery hole in Greenland. The stock went as high as 68 cents. And again, everybody had an opportunity on drilling success to take profits, which is really what my job is to make all of us some money. You don't make money until you get some success on the ground. And so that's where we are with Harvest. We've done financings at 5 cents. Most recently closed the financing in early August at 5 cents. And now we're going to take that money and we're going to go drill Cerro Cascarón in the next month, and we'll see what we're going to do for our shareholders this time. I'm really looking forward to it, and it is fun, as you say. I enjoyed laying back a little bit. I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and we've really been enjoying watching her grow, and school has started, and that part of my life is on. But the energy that I'm beginning to feel again as the drill gets closer to the ground, it's an experience like no other to have Discovery drilling success, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Hey, that's great. I mean, you find your thing that makes you happy, and if it just happens to be your work as well, then you can't ask for more than that, can you?
Not at all. And it better be fun. And I must say, it's been tough, that as we've talked about, the $1,200 gold price, and going and talking to the money guys who are down in the dumps. If you're a gold bug, it's been a tough go.
Sure.
And so, you know, we've worked patiently and found the people that believed in us, and we've taken that money and we've delivered it to Evrim, and they're going to go ahead and drill for us. And then people will be happier. I'm sure hoping they'll be a lot happier, Kerry.
Hey, well, from your mouth. So about the team, though, you got some great people on your team helping you make all this possible.
Yeah, the kind of the core director is a guy called David Mosier. I've worked with David for about 13 years now. He, in a former life, was running High River Gold. And I challenge people to find many people in the world who have run a company with operating gold mines in Russia and West Africa. And Dave and his partner, Don Whalen, made their first discovery in Manitoba, too, which was interesting. And that's really how we met, through our Manitoba time together. The latest guy to join our board is Pat Donnelly, who ran First Mining for the last 2 or 3 years. Tremendously successful, looking at gold and silver projects in Mexico. So when Pat saw our project, Cerro Cascarón in Mexico, he really had to stand back. He went, this is as good an exploration. These are Pat's words. This is as good as an exploration play as I've ever seen. The gentleman who discovered it for Evrim is called Alain Charest. Alain is their VP marketing, but is kind of the gray eminence of the project. He's a mine finder. You can look into our website and our presentation on the website to find out about Alain. But he's discovered 3 major mines in his career. He discovered this property. And as I mentioned earlier, Kerry, the property is in the Sierra Madre Belt, surrounded literally by gold and silver mines. It's never been drilled. Only 40% of it has been walked. So we're only scratching the surface on this project. And Alain's credibility really grabbed Pat's eyes. And with Pat's recent experience in Mexico, for him to feel so committed to the opportunity that he would join the board, because not everybody wants to join these little companies these days, Kerry. It's a tough assignment. But Pat's been there, and he's been fantastic over the last couple of months to help us get momentum and get over the hump. So we've got good, strong people around us. They've got their own set of experiences, and they have their own set of followers. I think within our collective network, I can say to your listeners, we have a sophisticated and supportive audience of shareholders and followers, and we're looking forward to building that through the conversations like we're having this morning, Kerry.
Hey, well, it sounds like really, really exciting times. Hey, I guess once you get into the game, it's really hard to stay out of it because nothing is as good as success. And to think that you took an unknown piece of land that was kind of just sitting there dormant and you turned it into something that created value for shareholders, for management, for acquiring companies, all of this is got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, and it really is the way the world goes around. And I really, again, applaud Evrim for their work in Mexico and their focus. And, you know, and it was a relationship that got us to Evrim. Mm-hmm. One of our guys, Len Brownlee, knew Patty Nickel, the CEO of Evrim, made the introduction. And Patty and I have had good, healthy, strong negotiations through the deal structuring end of the business. And then they have just been phenomenal partners. Their symbol is E. EVM, Evram Victor Mother. They've had a great run. They've created tremendous value for their shareholders. And they're going to be talking about harvest soon, which is really going to help us again. It's another audience expanding moment when they can tell their shareholders they're drilling the harvest property. So all is well at this point, and we're looking forward to the drill hitting the ground.
Hey, you got to be. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people in mining like yourself, and once it gets in your blood, it's really hard to walk away. People have retired, left for a couple of years, and they're bored stiff at whatever their new venture is, and they always wind up coming back. So welcome back. And hey, if you're interested in this company, the website, real simple, harvestgoldcorp.com. And if you want to check out the stock on the exchanges, simple matter, on the Toronto Venture, it's HVG. And on the pink sheets, it's HVGDF. Hey, Rick, it's been great speaking with you. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks for supporting the show. It really helps. And hey, hopefully there'll be big news coming shortly.
Well, we always say fingers crossed, Gary. And I like to think that the preparation to get to this point, and as you've mentioned, the quality of the people that have helped get us here, that really reduces the risk. You want to make sure that the people who are spending your money, you investors, have experienced success, and are as focused on success as they should be. And I believe that's certainly the case with Harvest Gold and Evram Resources.
Absolutely. And you want them to respect the value of a dollar, be it Canadian or U.S., and to be frugal and to conserve the maximum amount so that you get the biggest bang for your buck, which is drilling holes in the ground, not having fancy offices with great views and all that. It really doesn't help your prospects of making the big strike one bit. So our hat's off to you there, Rick, and good luck. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kerry. Really enjoyed it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.